Hello everyone, welcome back to our podcast. Today we'll be talking about this sound. This and more on today's episode, Autotune for Apes. Now, let's play that audio again. This is a recording of orangutans in Borneo and Sumatra. Both are beautiful islands located in Southeast Asia. In addition to being home to over 60 million people, these islands are also the habitat for most of the world's orangutan population. The voiceless calls you heard in the recording are known as the kiskweak. Orangutans make this sound when faced with changes in their environment. Scientists have determined that the frequency of this pitch is greatly determined by the age and sex of the orangutan. A higher frequency means a very young male or female. The lower frequency comes from older males. An orangutan's size, situation, and personal identity can also be encoded in the squeak. The complex nature of this method of communication has interested many scientists. Some have even likened these squeaks to how humans use different words to convey the same meaning. Researchers from the University of Warwick in England have even likened these squeaks to how humans created vowels and consonants, leading many language psychologists to learn more about how languages originated. Now, here comes a very interesting part. Some orangutans use leaves and their hands to alter how the kiskweak sounds. They do this by holding a bundle of leaves close to their mouths. This difference is powerful enough to make a young male sound like a full-grown adult male. Scientists have tried to figure out what causes orangutans to use these leaves for their calls. The research behind this is difficult because it is hard to observe how the orangutans behave without introducing something new in the environment. However, they have observed this tool use behavior when they sense a disturbance or feel threatened by a potential predator. This alarm call works when deterring predators. This is just another example of how animals can use intelligence when trying to deal with a new situation. This type of behavior shows how some animals can use the land around them to create a tool. Thank you for watching Autotune for Apes. Stay tuned for the next episode with Anna, titled, Put On Your Hunting Gear. Just a reminder that all resources featured in today's podcast can be found in the link in the description.